Dana, what's good, family?
What's good?
Man, have y'all seen this thing where they got this house party where people dress as a spouse?
What?
You dress as your spouse?
Yeah, bro. So, like, you would dress up like Automatic. Automatic would wear a dress.
We gotta do that! Because it'd be easy for me. All I do is put a hat on and look like a sixth grader.
Oh, Justin, what'd you do, dude?
Oh, damn. I'm too sexy
for this, sir. Every single couple has highs and lows, and there is a way to get through the lows. And that's what I want to talk about today. When you see couples on social media, especially, you want to compare your relationship to theirs. You see all these couples doing it big on TikTok, on Instagram. And unfortunately, we do a lot of comparisons on social media.
Like, every relationship is going to have its ups and downs.
Well, we started with that. Yeah.
And you got to be honest and open with people. But the one thing you have to remember is I always love you, Dana. I might not always like you, but I always love you.
I might roast you on the radio, but the truth of the matter is sometimes I pick at you because I want to start an argument because I'm not happy about something that probably doesn't even have anything to do with you.
And for those of you wondering what Automatic just did right there, that's a nice little husband hack. Get ahead of whatever the ridicule is about to
come. There you go.
Get ahead of it, because it's about to be an argument and you don't even know why.
And meanwhile, people think that you have this perfect life.
Yeah, that is not a perfect life, dude. Being a boyfriend now, you got to take so many photos.
And all you gotta be a professional photographer.
You gotta be
a
professional. When did that happen, dude? Our grandfather's never had to do that.
As soon as MySpace happened,
dude, that
blame Tom. Everybody gotta blame Tom.
The worst part about dating any Gen Z or millennial woman, hands down, and having to take every single photo everywhere she goes, and then also just being ridiculed.
Yeah, that's when you, like, don't take the right picture.
Yeah, behind every nice, lovely photo is this angry woman being like, "You made my arm look fat,"
and 50 other photos in her phone that didn't work, that can't be edited.
What's up, Dana Cortez?
Hey, what's good, man? Who is this?
George Corral. I was just calling to say what's up. I like the show.
It's down.
Yeah, man. George, you made me feel so good. How high are your socks, though?
How high are my socks?
Yeah.
They're like to my calf. That's
Dana, are you sock checking people now? Is Dana sock checking people?
She watched Food's Going Wild one time on Instagram, and now here we go.
She's finally here.
I just need to make sure, man. You know, the higher the socks.
Ha ha!
Man.
We love you. Bye, George.
Bye-bye. Still Drake
Day. This woman sent me a message on Instagram. She says, my roommate used to love to have parties at our apartment. Now she got a boyfriend. She doesn't want anybody over at our place, but I pay rent too. Should I break the lease and leave her and her man to pay the bill?
She wants to be a little scumette, and she can't even do it because the boyfriend over here is being a lame. That's
Let me
why.
Tell you, my own brother did this to me.
Oh,
so,
automatic.
I would be DJing, you know, obviously late nights, come in late, and I would bring some ladies back to the crib after. Mm. And my brother did not appreciate it one bit. Okay, because I would let people sleep over. I don't want people drinking and driving.
And your brother wasn't getting down with any of the freak leaks?
He had to get up early to go to work. And so he was always like, I got to get up in the morning. You're partying all night. He ends up moving out.
Grows him and his priorities.
There you go. We were like 22, 23.
That's the only piece of advice I'd give to the homegirl here. If you are going to move out or go on your own, just make sure you're handling your priorities while you're enjoying your life. There's nothing wrong with the way you're living.
I wrote her back and I said, look, no, you can't break the lease, girl. You signed a contract. But what you can do, ride this one out and then live alone next time. And maybe your apartment won't be as fancy, because when I did move out on my own, I didn't live in the nicest place, but you know what I had? I had peace of mind. I could come and go as I please. I could do what I wanted because it's my spot.
And you know what I did? I went and moved in with my sister, and she was okay with my lifestyle.
All right, here's the scenario. Your significant other gets put in jail. Do you got their bail?
Hell nah. Can't do it.
Okay, why not?
Because we gotta wait till we see the judge anyway. And if that's serious, then maybe we could work on some bail. But if it's not that serious, then we good.
So if you're married, you're bailing her out. If it's just a girlfriend, she gonna have to stay locked up.
Yeah, she gotta stay locked up.
Okay, Akon. All right.
At least until the arraignment.
At least. Everybody get your
roll on. So Automatic found this article, and according to the guy who wrote it, these are the questions that men should ask to ensure they get the second date. So he's going to read the line to you, and you give it a thumbs up or thumbs down when he's done.
So Madison, is there anything special you're known for from your hometown, within your friend group?
All right, Madison, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Some of.
Okay.
You're not going to tell me you like slept with a football team or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. Last question, if you're afraid of the answers.
And even if she did, so what? That's the past. Okay.
See, now it's thumbs down or thumbs in.
Exactly.